Twisting the Contrast, How Religion Got It Backwards, by Steve Martin. Here's something that hit me the other day. God doesn't just teach us in spite of contrast. He teaches us through it. It's not a side note in the divine plan. It is the plan. He created evil so we could truly know good, not just know about it, but feel it, crave it, rejoice in it. Without darkness, you don't understand light. Without pain, healing doesn't matter. Without death, resurrection is just a word. God wired the universe with contrast, not to confuse us, but to reveal himself. This is how he teaches. This is how we learn. Scripture is laced with it. Adam brought death. Christ brings life. One act condemns. One act justifies. Weakness reveals strength. Loss gives way to fullness. Every sorrow has a counterpoint. Every fall becomes a setup for something better. This is not just a poetic framework. It's the pattern of God's glory. He leads us through contrast, not around it. But religion hijacks this, twists it, perverts it. Religion says, if you say the right words, do the right things, and die with a clean enough record, you'll make it to heaven, and part of your reward will be watching the wicked burn. I wish I were exaggerating. They literally teach that your eternal joy will include front row seats to the torment of others. They say that the contrast of mercy and judgment will make heaven more glorious, but there's a catch. According to them, you get mercy because you made the right choice. You prayed the right prayer. You were smart enough, humble enough, obedient enough. So when you see others suffer, you'll know they just didn't measure up like you did. Think about that. In this version, the contrast isn't between God's justice and mercy. It's between your performance and their failure. It's self-righteousness dressed up as theology. Some of the most celebrated Christian thinkers said it outright. Tertullian painted it like a cosmic coliseum, the saints watching sinners burn like it's entertainment. Augustine said the torments of the damned will make the joys of the saved even sweeter. Aquinas called hell a necessary part of heavenly bliss, because seeing others suffer shows how right God was to choose you. Jonathan Edwards preached that witnessing the agony of hell would increase the joy of the redeemed. And Samuel Hopkins said believers should praise hell, even if they end up in it, because it glorifies God's justice. This isn't fringe theology. It's woven deep into the fabric of traditional Christianity. Calvinism especially leans hard on this. Even modern voices like John Piper's Circle still whisper the same twisted message. Grace is glorious only because hell is horrifying. But that's not justice. That's not love. That's moral insanity. If your happiness requires someone else's agony, something's gone terribly wrong. A God who props up heaven by torturing people forever is not holy. He's not good. And he's definitely not love. Grace doesn't gloat. Love doesn't cheer from the stands while others suffer. That's not contrast. That's cruelty. The true contrast isn't us versus them. It's death giving way to life. It's darkness swallowed up by light. It's sorrow transformed into joy. That's the kind of contrast God writes into the story, and it ends with restoration, not revenge. That's the gospel worth believing in.